Today, as we follow Jesus to the cross, we stop, sit, rest, breathe. We breathe deeply and still ourselves to focus on Him. We take this time to reflect on Jesus, the innocent one. The innocent one who takes the place of the guilty. We read from Matthew 27, 11 to 28. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now it was the governor's custom at the feast to release a prisoner, chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew it was out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him. When Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message: "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. "Barabbas," they answered. "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." All the people answered, "Let his blood be on us and our children." Then he released Barabbas to them. But he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. With the words "crucify him" still echoing in our ears, we ask, Father, that you would still our hearts and help us understand your kind of love. In response to your word, we turn to you. Jesus, you are the innocent one. You gave your life for the guilty Barabbas. You gave your life for me. What love. You, the one who healed, the one who imparted truth, the one with wisdom, the one with grace, the one who loved perfectly. I humble myself before you today, aware that it is also me yelling to crucify you with such hatred and condemnation. I humble myself before you today, aware that I still deny you with my words, actions, silence, apathy, carelessness. It was my rejection that crucified you. My guilt echoes even now. As your very creation, I rose up against you in violence, in accusation. In the violent crowd, with hatred on my lips, you find me. You see me, Jesus. And you choose to take it all on yourself for me. You choose me. Yours is the only power that can soften me. You soften me. You break my heart with your strong, silent love. Forgive me for hurting you. Forgive me when I reject your sacrifice, Jesus. Forgive me when I get caught up in myself. When I get caught up in the crowd. When I deny you. When I forget who you are. When I forget who I am. Give me the awareness and ability today to really recognize you. Forgive my guilt and the shame that blinds me. Give me clarity to really see you, Jesus. To soften toward your heart. To really know and soak in your kind of love. Thank you, Jesus, for your innocent, humble love that takes the place of my guilt and changes me to love like you. Soften my heart and change what comes out of my mouth from accusation and judgment to kind peace. Please, Jesus, let your blood be on me and my children, not in curse and judgment, but in purifying grace, so that we can truly follow you faithfully. Amen.